Hello and welcome to the Love Mondays Club podcast. I'm your host Helen and I'm here to help you unravel the mysteries of marketing so that you can get more eyes on your business and make more sales. This is the ultimate podcast for online female business owners who are ready to conquer their overwhelm, discover their confidence, and unlock the secrets to marketing success. Whether you're just starting out or already running a thriving business, Love Mondays Club is your compass to navigate this ever-changing digital world. Each episode, I'll bring you valuable insights, expert interviews, and practical strategies to help you stand out in a crowded online marketplace. It's time for you to dream big and succeed. I want your Mondays to be overflowing with inspiration, excitement, and setting the stage for you achieving your dreams. So if you're ready, cozy up in your favorite spot and get ready to unlock your business potential. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. So I'm going to talk to you about something this week that is my favorite topic, and you might be thinking, oh my goodness, why is she still banging on about this? But it is for a very good reason, I promise you. So I want to talk to you today about five ways that you can be improving your use of email marketing. Now, there's kind of two things that's prompted me to talk about this week. One was, of course, we had the mini outage of Facebook and Instagram last week that you might have been affected by. So at the time of this recording, around the beginning of March, Facebook went down for a couple of hours. And yes, the world paused for a little while and we enjoyed not looking at social media. So when that happened, I did a little post and joked about how, you know, all fans of email marketing, they had steam basically coming off their keyboards as they were furiously typing, telling the world, this is why you need email marketing. And honestly, you know, within about 15 minutes of social media going down, my inbox pinged with at least one or two emails of people saying that exact same thing. And, you know, whilst it was jumping on the bandwagon, and I definitely did it, it is so true though. And I say this to people all the time that, like, if your sole way of contacting people is via social media, if all of your lead generation and everything comes from there, then what does happen if social media goes down? You know, like, how are you going to get back all those contact details? How are you going to get in touch with people? Like, imagine if you were going through a big sales period and all of a sudden you couldn't contact people. Like, it's just, for me, the biggest thing is not to, in any part of my business, to not put all my eggs in one basket, because it's that whole thing of, like, if you have a single point of failure, if something goes wrong, it's going to go really wrong. That's one of the reasons why I'm such a fan of email marketing. But another reason I wanted to talk about this is because, like I say, even though I talk about this a lot, I know there are still people in my audience who will turn around to me and say, email marketing is not relevant for me. I don't need to use it. And what I want to do today is try and bust that myth a little bit and just show you, like, how you can use email marketing and not just to send an email. You know, it does so much more than that. If anything, I feel like email marketing needs a bit of a rebrand, because it does so much stuff for you in the background of your business. Like, I did a talk at a networking event last week, and I was talking about this, and I was saying, like, I would lose all loads of systems in my business, but the last thing I would give up would be the email marketing, because it is just so instrumental in everything that happens in the background. Like, for example, right now I'm sat here recording this episode talking to you, and I know that my email marketing in the background, or my email software I should say in the background, is working really hard for me. Like, there's people who have just signed up to some of my lead magnets, so all that information is being sent to them. I've had a few new people join Love Mondays Club this week, so they're getting sent all the information they need to get started. All these sorts of things. My software is also, like, tracking who's coming on my website and who's not, and who might be interested in what's going on. So there's so many different things, so many possibilities that I want to talk to you about today. So if you're a bit of an email skeptic, please bear with me. You've listened through this far in the episode. So bear with me and let me share with you just some different ways that you can use it. And if you do already use email marketing, don't worry, this is still relevant for you, because hopefully I might share some little nuggets and information with you that can just inspire you to, like, extend your use of it and the possibilities. All right then, let's dive in. So look, the number one sort of thing that we always think about when it comes to email marketing is lead generation. So that's bringing in sales, bringing in people who are potentially interested in working with us. Now, as I say, the idea of why, like, an email marketing setup can be so much more effective than, say, social media is that, well, first of all, social media is important. I don't like to blast it and slag it off, and, you know, I don't like this kind of polarizing idea of, like, it's either this or that. Instead, social media is a really great way to get people into your email marketing world. Like, that for me is the sole purpose of my social media. And the reason for that is because the people in my audience on social media, I have no control over what they see. Like, there are algorithms, there are all sorts of things. You know, Facebook will try and make me pay for ads to get in front of particular people. And whilst there's a lot of value in that, I still want to have at least a good, solid, organic approach to it as well. Now, with emails, I can be really specific about what information they see. So, for example, when somebody signs up for, say, like a freebie that you're giving away, you don't just want to send them that freebie. You want to put them through what we call a nurture sequence. And that nurture sequence is going to signpost them. So it's going to send them. And then over the next couple of emails, I'd say 3 to 5 is a good number. And that's every day as well. Now, you might have like, oh, reeled in horror slightly there and thought, what? I can't email people every single day. I promise you, you can. Loads of people do it. I bet you receive daily emails from certain companies and you still don't unsubscribe from them. And the reason for that is because you're probably interested in what they have to offer. You might not buy things all the time, but you like that brand, you're interested in that person. And when the time is right, you know you probably will go spend money with them. So this is exactly the same with your potential clients. You know, they might not buy from you straight away, but they might like you. They might want to get to know you. Your audience enjoy hearing from you. The people who want to buy from you enjoy hearing from you. So, you know, give them that information. The reality is there will be people who unsubscribe, and, you know, you might get your first unsubscribe and it will hurt. You'll look at that person and you'll think, why did you leave me? You know, what did I do wrong? However, I promise you that feeling passes very quickly. I will keep an eye on the unsubscribe rate of my emails just to make sure it's not creeping over sort of 1%, and, you know, it very rarely does. So that's just because of my deliverability and making sure that my email is still, you know, they're still going through to people's inboxes. But the actual, like, who's unsubscribed, I'm not too bothered about, because the reality is the people who unsubscribe were probably not going to work with you or buy from you anyway. And of course, we're doing this for business. You know, our businesses are driven by sales and profit and income. So that's the aim of the game, really. Also as well, what you'll find, and I've noticed this in my email list, there are some people who sign up and unsubscribe, and then, but they follow me on social media, they see something else I've put out there a few months later, they sign up to that, they maybe stick around, they unsubscribe. Those people sometimes end up buying, sometimes they don't. That's fine though, that's their prerogative. For me, it's about I'm going to consistently keep showing up for the people who do want to work with me, and I'm not going to get bogged down in like the nitty gritty of like maybe what some individuals might be doing floating around in my email list. What we want to do when that person comes in and they download something, going back to the nurture sequence, we want to take them through a series of emails that's not selling. Don't worry, we're not pushing that on them straight away. What we're going to be doing is signposting them to things that we want them to see about us. So, for example, you might have a podcast, you might have a Facebook group, you might be really active on LinkedIn or Instagram, you might have a blog or a website or a YouTube channel, you know, all the different ways that you might be marketing. Your email list is a great way, this nurture sequence is a great way to just gently signpost people in those different directions. And what that's going to do is it's going to help that person to get to know you really quickly, to see the value that you're giving, to, you know, connect with you on these different platforms, to maybe subscribe to your channels, all sorts of different things. And, you know, I know for most people that listen to this podcast, we're service-based businesses, whether we're, you know, like coaching, training, mentoring, educating, whatever our sort of field might be. Because of that, you know, people most of the time are buying us, which sounds a bit crass, but they're buying the experience to work with us. Because I bet the reality is you can think of at least 10, 20 other people who offer maybe not exactly what you do, but something very similar. So what defines you is your uniqueness. It's you, it's your personality, it's the way you go about, you know, delivering your service. So this nurture sequence helps people to get to know you really quickly, really personally, and ultimately that is going to speed up your lead generation and potential sales 100 times faster than them just following you on, say, Instagram. And then, well, there's like a 1 in 20 chance they might see your post if only about 5% of you know, your audience actually sees what you put out there. So that's the nurture sequence side of it. Other ways that you can use it is to also, so there's other sort of background things in your business. So we've kind of talked about the sales process there, but now let's talk about imagining that person, you know, they've gone through that sequence, they've had the discovery call, they're keen to work with you, what next? So I know so many businesses are still really manually doing their onboarding process. So, you know, getting people signed up, sending them all the details, logins, maybe Zoom links, details of locations, all these sorts of things. Like, that's fine. I think when you're first getting started and maybe you don't have loads of clients, that's okay. You've kind of got the time to do that. However, I'm guessing if you're listening to this, you probably want to scale your business. You probably want to bring in more clients. You want to bring in more income, and you just generally want your business to grow. Now, the honest reality is you can't grow happily or smoothly if you don't have automations in place helping you. You know what it's like. There are sometimes periods where things might be quiet, and then other times you might have loads of people signing up at the same time, and you can feel a bit frazzled, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, have I sent so-and-so those details? Have they got the links? Have I reminded people? You know, it can feel like you're spinning 100 plates at the same time. This is where email software, i.e. email marketing, is gonna come in and really help and support you in your business. Like, almost think of it as like a bit of a virtual assistant doing some back-end work for you. So what you could do is you could maybe send people to like a sales page. They fill in their details, put their, you know, credit card details through, all the payments are done. What you can then do is set up triggers, which will then trigger your email marketing. It'll trigger what we call an automation. And then from that automation, that person who signed up will get put into that series of emails. And then all the information that you want them to have will get sent to them straight away on demand and automatically. So what that means is that for you, you're putting in all your energy into like the marketing and bringing people into the business. But then once they're in, once they've made that payment, you have these really robust systems in place that gives them like an excellent customer service, excellent experience. Like, it's very common that when people sign up, they sometimes get what we call like buyer's regret, because they suddenly feel like, oh, should I have done that? Should I have invested that money? Was this the right decision? So we want to, like, you know, we want to counter that sort of feeling straight away by like knocking their socks off and giving them all everything they need instantly, so they feel like they can get going. And that's where automation are really going to help you with that one. What this also means as well is that every single person who signs up to work with you gets the exact same customer experience. And that's really important as well, because that sort of consistency is going to really help you with, you know, getting good reviews, customer retention, keeping people in your world. So we want everyone to have that like same really positive experience. And again, on the flip side, you're also going to have people who maybe leave your services. And again, this happens to all of us. You know, it's a natural part of business. Clients come and go. It might be because they've come to the end of a contract. Maybe they've kind of hit their goal and they no longer require your services. Loads of different reasons why people might leave. So what we want to do as well is have a really solid sort of offboarding process in place. So I imagine that when people go, you want them to maybe leave you a review, or even actually while they're working with you through a program, you might want feedback halfway through. Now, the reality is if you've got people starting with you at different times, or even if you're running a group program, it's quite intense. You know, there's a lot going on, and you don't want to have all these little markers in your calendar reminding yourself like, oh, don't forget to send the feedback form, or, you know, don't forget to, you know, send them this reminder to do a review. Because the reality is, if you're really busy, these are the kind of little admin-y tasks that just slip down the to-do list and then sometimes don't get done, and then they just kind of get pushed to the wayside. So again, email software will automate all this stuff for you. So you can have like processes in place that say, okay, once someone has worked with me for say 3 months, I want them to receive this feedback form where I'm going to ask them about their experiences, how it's going, do they want any further support, etc., etc. And then you can also have like an offboarding automation where maybe you trigger an automation. It takes them out of all the relevant sort of client live boxes or lists that they might be in, so they don't receive any more information or emails around that. And also it reminds them to leave a review. You know, you signpost people, here's where to leave a review, here's how to leave a review. And then again, everybody's getting the exact same experience when they sign up to your business and then when they also leave your business. And then you are also hopefully having a consistent stream of sort of feedback and reviews coming in as well. So the next thing is passive income. So I'm not a giant fan of the word passive. Let's always refer to it as semi-passive, because the reality is, even if you create something on demand for people, you have still got to show up and keep marketing it. Like, I don't think there's many businesses who haven't experienced that kind of feeling you get, like when you're first getting started and you create something and you're like, this is amazing, I'm so excited about it, it's going to change people's lives, and then you put it out there to the world and you expect the floodgates to open and all the sales to come pouring in. and they don't. And 9 times out of 10, that's not because what we're putting out there isn't amazing. It's just because we haven't marketed it enough. And that's the thing with these sort of like self-led sort of passive courses or products or services, is that we do still need to keep showing up and advertising them all the time. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't enjoy talking about the exact same thing on social media all the time, because you do start to feel a little bit like a broken record. Now, I will caveat that by saying, though, you do have to be consistent. You do have to repeat your messages because people are coming in at different points in your business. But let's say you've got a range of different services. You don't want to be like consistently only talking about your passive income products when you might also have like one-to-ones, masterminds, group programs, things like that. So again, this is where email marketing comes in. Your email marketing can be doing all the sales for you in the background. So again, like from a social media point of view, you're showing up, you're putting your personality out there, you're showcasing your customer results, you're, you know, sharing your values and what you do and why you do it, and you're helping people to get to know you and really, you know, be drawn to you. Then we get them in your email list, and then they go through that nurture sequence, they get to know you. And then if you've got those passive income products, then we start gently kind of selling them to people in that way. So maybe if your higher price tickets, they've not clicked on those or they're not interested in those, then we can put them through and say, okay, if this isn't right for you now, here's something maybe a little bit more affordable or a little bit more helpful in terms of timings or whatever it might be. So passive income, if you want to have that set up in your business, you honestly must have email software in place to help and support you with that, not just in the marketing and the advertising, but also in the delivery of it as well, because that's the whole point of passive, isn't it? You're not having to show up and do things. So again, email software is going to help you with that. And finally, overall, the general idea of like email marketing software is that you have 24/7 audience support, growth and nurturing. So, you know, again, that dream, making sales in your sleep. And I remember, you know, back in the day before I had software, you know, people are awake at bizarre times of the day. You know, I remember sometimes waking up in the morning and seeing that someone had purchased something at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, of course, you know, I'm not awake at 1 o'clock in the morning checking my emails or checking my sales coming through. And before I had that email software in place, it would then start my day in a panic, because I would think, oh my goodness, they've signed up. You know, all they've received is a receipt. They haven't got anything that they need. So I would then, you know, my day would start with like scrabbling around trying to send them all the information. Or alternatively, when I used to run more sort of like education classes, honestly, it would blow my mind how people would tell me that they were going to sign up, and they would sign up 10 minutes before the class started or the course started. And you know what happens when you're running these sorts of things, that those 10-15 minutes before, the time when you're making yourself a drink, getting yourself settled, getting your presentation all ready, you know, just doing all the little routines and knickknacks that we need to do before we go live, the last thing you want is then a customer messaging you like crazy. And honestly, I'm talking from personal experience here, you know, sending you 100 messages on Facebook, like, where's the link? We've signed up, we can't find it. I always joke with people, I have like recurring nightmares of people just shouting, where's the link at me. It used to drive me absolutely crazy why people would leave this to the last minute. But they do, you know, we're busy. Sometimes you just forget about things. Quite often, I know what it's like. You say you're going to sign up to something, you tell people you're going to do it. So in your mind, you feel like you've done it. You've said verbally, you've committed to it. You've just actually not got to the physical part of putting your payment details in. So as you can imagine, in that context, again, that is ridiculously stressful. Someone messaging me about, you know, where's the link? Because then I would have to, in the minutes before my lesson started, go in, check their payment. Yes, it has gone through. They have done what they've said they've done. Okay, what's their email? Hit where, find the Zoom details, send them over. You know, that, and then you're going at this from like a place of stress, and it's not enjoyable. So again, this is where automations really helped me. So I knew if somebody signed up at the last minute, that everything would automatically be sent to them. Another part of this as well is also boundaries. There was a big lesson to be learnt here, in that if somebody chooses to do something at the last minute, that's not my responsibility to fix it for them. And we would then have it in, you know, in basically our sort of terms and conditions, that, you know, you cannot contact us and expect a response from us 15 minutes before the session starts. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes Zoom links break, and these things happen, and you will be able to support people in that sense. But generally, having that really strict boundary in place and telling people about it actually totally alleviated the problem because people respected that they weren't going to get that last minute service. So they made a bit of an effort to kind of get it all set up a bit sooner. And if people did message us at the last minute, then we would, you know, potentially, especially if it was during kind of live delivery time, we would see the message, but we just wouldn't respond in that moment because, you know, we have paying clients there on the call. We can't be suddenly doing admin in the background as well. As much as I think I can multitask, I can't multitask that well. And so we'd have to send out, you know, a message afterwards to say, look, I'm really sorry. It was during the live times. We don't check our emails or we're not able to respond in that period. Here are all the details you need. But again, automations, having processes in place, alleviates pretty much all of these problems. There's always going to be a little bit of user error sometimes coming into it. Sometimes they might just not see the email. But again, you can't control every single factor of it. But at least by automating it, you've kind of covered 95% of it all. And it's just going to free up so much time and reduce so much stress for you in these situations. So there's a little story there about, you know, teaching from the past. So there we go. Those are a bunch of different ways that you can use email marketing. And don't get me wrong, I could talk to you for another 20 minutes, half an hour probably, of like loads of other things that you can do, because this software is so clever. There's so many different options with it. And depending on what service you go for, like what software you go for, it's going to have like different limitations and different sort of things that it offers you. Like everything in life, the more you invest in it, the more it's going to help you and the more it's going to do for you. But if you're just getting started, start with the free software options, because it's great just to kind of dip your toe in, have a go at it, get used to the flow of it, get into a routine. And then if you love it, which I really hope you will do, you can of course always upgrade or you can move to a different software. Like it's not that complicated to do these things. So if you've listened to this and you thought, okay, I'm sold on email marketing, I want to get this set up, or you're thinking, I use email marketing, but actually I could be doing so much more with it, I do offer like a little two-hour session, like almost like a power hour session that's just focused on email marketing. What we do together is we go through and we'll set up all your email marketing for you. If you've got automations, if you've got lead magnets, I can set that all up for you. If you want to learn how to like separate your lists and understand like how to use like tagging and segmenting and things like that, which is basically giving your customers a much more personalized experience. That's the kind of thing we can go through. And during that time as well, we'll talk strategy. We'll talk about like how you can bring in email marketing and software in other areas of your business, how we can automate things. And yeah, the idea is after those 2 hours, it's amazing what we can get done and ticked off. And then you have this plug and play system that's ready to go. So I will pop the link for that in the show notes in case you're interested. At the time of recording, it is around the start of March. So my availability is booking into probably sort of April, May time now, maybe just squeezing the end of March, but April and May is definitely when I have the most availability for this. So if it's on your list to get this done by the summer, it would be a really great time to do it. And then you can start, you know, doing like audience growth and things like that during that summer period, which is a really nice time as well when maybe people still buy in the summer, but it does notoriously get a little bit quieter. So that's a great time to focus on audience growth, and email software can help you with that. So yes, the link is in the show notes. Have a nosy if you are interested. And if you have any questions, just find me on social media at Love Mondays Club, or you can email me hello@lovemondaysclub.co.uk and ask me any questions about it. And I'll be very happy to chat with you, because as I'm sure you know, I love email marketing and I love talking about it and I love helping you guys get it set up in your businesses. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful week and I look forward to chatting with you very soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. Don't forget to review and subscribe or share this episode with one of your business friends. Have a great week and I'll see you next Monday.